I admit that I really don't do waiting very well. I'm not a patient man. I'm not a patient person. I'm one of those that I want everything now. I want to get where I'm going now, and I don't want to wait. And I guess this kind of comes from the culture. We live in a culture of instant gratification. I've kind of bought into this. The idea of fast food, we get upset when we go to McDonald's or Dairy Queen or Burger King, and it takes longer than 5 minutes for our meal to be prepared. We've got the internet where everything is available at just a mouse click. We want to listen to some music. We want the newest, CD by the newest artist. We just go and pay for it and download it. We don't have to wait more than about 30 seconds, and that music is coming to us. We want to watch a TV show. We can go to Netflix or Hulu or go to the different websites and watch these shows on demand. Watch the show when I want to watch it without too many commercials, without waiting for the particular time when the show airs. So Advent is almost a converse to that, though, because Advent is a season of waiting and watching. It's waiting for the celebration of our Lord's birth, much like the anticipation of a new child arriving, the parents of this new child waiting for the day of its birth. We wait for Christmas. We're anticipating Christmas. But it's also a time of watching, as our Lord says, "Watch therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming." Advent is a continued reminder for us to prepare ourselves for his return. As we await the celebration of his first coming, we prepare ourselves for his second coming. So that, in the words of the first reading, "Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways." Advent is a period of anticipation. We're anticipating our Lord's coming. We've got this excitement for Christmas, almost like the excitement of children when Christmas is coming. They just almost can't handle the amount of anticipation and excitement of this day when they'll get their gifts and all the goodies that comes with Christmas and everything. But we also ready ourselves to greet him again. In the words of our opening collect, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. So this time of Advent is a time to recommit ourselves, to be watchful, be alert, in the words of our Lord. We become watchful, become alert by developing spiritual discipline. We daily undergo the spiritual practices that are necessary to grow and develop our spiritual life, to become disciplined spiritually. Now, we have the spiritual tools available to us, as St. Paul says, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you await for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the tools. The tools have been given to us by the church to increase our discipline as Christians, our spiritual discipline. Now, it's necessary to develop the spiritual discipline. I've talked before about developing our spiritual life, but it is very much necessary to develop a spiritual discipline. Just as physical discipline is necessary for sports players, military members, and so on, those who are involved in physical disciplines, it's also necessary for those of us who are involved in spiritual life to increase our spiritual discipline. If we don't develop our spiritual discipline, we will grow into laxity. We will become lax. If we're not spiritually growing, we will become spiritually lax. There is no even ground. It's a slope. So as we enter into this new church year with the first Sunday of Advent, we have a new opportunity to once again develop our spiritual discipline. We can commit ourselves again to spiritual development and growth throughout this new spiritual or this new church year. So maybe it'd be worth doing a new church year resolution. We always do New Year's resolution. Well, why not a new church year's resolution? And maybe that resolution is to use the spiritual tools that we have available to us as Catholics. We're handing out today the Advent Companion, the Magnificat Advent Companion. Use that tool or other Advent resources that are available. Of course, we've got Mass with the new translation. We can reflect on the words of the Mass as we attend, not just attending because we have to, but to enter into the words and to truly reflect on them as we celebrate Mass. Of course, confession is always advised anytime you talk about the spiritual life. And at a minimum, this Advent, to take advantage of the penance service, which will be coming up. I still encourage the Mass Journal that I talked about, that Matthew Kelly talks about as well. And then the daily readings, if not daily mass itself, but to take the daily readings and reflect on the scriptures, on the Bible, on the words of our Lord, on the holy words which are written in the scriptures, to reflect on those daily. So my encouragement to you, to all this Advent season, is to wait, watch, and get ready. We're called to wait with excitement for Christmas. We're called to watch with anticipation for our Lord's return. And we are called to get ready by developing spiritual discipline.